This Saturday, August 11th, runners will gather in the quiet community of Upson, just outside of Hurley, to participate in Wisconsin's oldest marathon, the Paavo Nurmi. But for one participant, running the Paavo Nurmi Marathon has been a goal ever since that inaugural race 50 years ago.
I'm Annie Gregus. I live in Bessemer, Michigan in the UP, and I am 74 years old. When we were first married and moved to this area, that was just the years of the idea of establishing the Paavo Nurmi.
Paavo Nurmi was perhaps the best middle and long distance runner for Finland. He dominated international races throughout the 1920s. Then fast forward to the summer of 1969, race organizers in northern Wisconsin honored the great Finnish runner by naming a marathon after him because of the Finnish heritage that predominates in the area.
When I first heard all of that on the radio every morning as a young housewife, I thought, someday I'm going to run that Paavo Nurmi Marathon. Women weren't even running marathons in those days.
For the past 10 years, Annie has been participating in the Paavo Nurmi, running the half marathon and being part of relay teams. But she has never run the full marathon.
And this is the first year that I'm tackling the full marathon, because it is the 50th.
But to better understand Annie's drive and determination, we need to first recognize the emergence of a newly independent Finland and the importance of its great runner, Paavo Nurmi. The year was 1917. Finland just declared its independence from an oppressive Russian regime. Many Finnish Americans went back to Finland to provide labor for family farms. That included Annie's father, Walt.
My father was born in this country of Finnish immigrants. When he was 11, the family moved back to Finland to help the grandparents out. So he spent his adolescence in poor rural Finland.
As Annie's father, Walt, toiled on his grandparents' farm, Finland entered the 1920 Summer Olympics in Belgium for the first time as an independent nation. It was on this stage that Paavo Nurmi won 3 gold medals and 1 silver.
Paavo Nurmi was the hero of Finland.
Then, at the 1924 Summer Olympics in Paris, Paavo Nurmi had his greatest Olympic performance on the track.
He achieved 2 gold medals in 2 different long-distance events within hours.
Paavo Nurmi left Paris with 5 gold medals. He was at his peak, and Finland embraced him.
That's what Paavo Nurmi symbolized for the country. Achievement and power and identity. So he was not only my father's personal hero, but he became the national hero.
Paavo Nurmi competed in 3 Olympics. He won 9 gold and 3 silver medals, becoming one of the most decorated Olympians of all time. Around the time Paavo Nurmi's Olympic career ended, Annie's father Walt made the fateful decision to leave Finland and return to the U.S.
At 19, he came back. He would have lost his American citizenship had he not done that. So he came back to the U.S. and spent the rest of his life here. Half of his family remained in Finland. So we have strong ties. He was a proud American and a proud Finn.
Walt married and settled in Superior, Wisconsin. He raised a family. He would share stories of Finland and the influence of his boyhood hero, Paavo Nurmi. In addition to Paavo Nurmi, Walt's stories also instilled a uniquely Finnish identity and concept of life called sisu. So what exactly is sisu?
It is endurance, fortitude, resilience. You do what needs to be done, no matter what the obstacles. And one old Finn once described it as stubbornness beyond all reason.
In fact, any sisu, much like that of Paavo Nurmi's, is inspiring. Last winter, she organized the Paavo Nurmi 50th Running Group.
So we've been training since last November. Some are doing the relays, some are doing the half marathon. Many people are doing the full marathon for the first time. This is the essence of sisu. Set a goal, do the hard work that it takes to get there. It represents, I think, for everybody that maybe that dream or that goal that you've had. Let's just go and do it.
The Paavo Nurmi Marathon takes its runners through the small villages of Upson, Iron Belt, Pence, Montreal, and Guile, before finishing in Hurley. Along this hilly, often hot and humid, 26.2-mile course, and he knows there will be rough patches. But similar to life, you get through them. And so when Annie is drawing upon her sisu, she will be thinking of her father.
I'm dedicating this one to my father. I began that goal 50 years ago. And so this is for him. It would have been lovely to do it during his lifetime, but I'm doing it for him.
With WXPR News, I'm Larry Lapachin.